everyone, welcome back to the Across the Park podcast. It's that time of the week again where we do the opposition preview. If you haven't heard the opposition or seen the opposition preview before, it's where we bring in a fan or an opposition podcast for the team we're playing at the weekend. So this week it's West Ham, and I'm delighted to introduce Callum McGeehan, good mate of mine, big West Ham fan. Callum, how are you doing?
Yeah, not bad. Thanks for having me on. You have to change that intro soon with a new ground, won't you?
Yeah, we'll have to change the name of the podcast, I think, as well. A bit of a running joke that at the moment across the city or something. So just a bit of context for you as well. I haven't told you this. The reason it was originally called Across the Park Podcast, it used to be Three Reds and Three Blues, so it used to be like a mixed podcast, Everton and Liverpool. But the Reds ended up just getting a bit inconsistent, should we say? So we ended up just taking over it.
Polite way of saying it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a polite way of saying it. We just got sick of them and winning trophies and us being rubbish. So anyway, we are where we are. But yeah, that's an interesting what we're going to do when we move to the new stadium. But yeah, anyway, onto Masters of Hands. Appreciate you coming on. Just going to start by saying, obviously, last season was momentous for you, winning the Europa Conference League and European trophy, which is something that we haven't had for a long, long time, and it's a massive achievement for the club. I'm not going to go back into that because, we're in a new season, and I'm sure, you were wanting to kick on this season. Would you say this season, I mean, look, you're in it, you're in a better competition in the shape of the Europa League, and you've done really well so far. I'm looking at the league, and obviously the league, you're in a decent position in the league as well. That doesn't seem to be reflected in how the fans feel about the current situation. Is that fair to say?
Yes, it's a bit of a mixed bag, to be honest. For me, I think our fans need a bit of a reality check. The fans that want Moyes out, the fans that are not happy this season with West Ham. We're not a massive, massive top four club. We've never been that. And we won our first trophy in over 45 years last year. We're in knockout rounds again in Europe this year. I think it's sort of a case of careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
With Moyes, especially.
But, yeah, go on, carry on.
Yeah, just a bit of a reality check. The football isn't great. Listen, you go there and it isn't great, but Moyes has got his certain ways of playing and he's come in and we're not relegation contenders anymore. Mm. 3 years on the bounce in Europe, semi-final Europa League, win it last year, again, knockout rounds this year. I mean, I don't know what more he can actually do other than get into Champions League or I don't know. I get the football sometimes is not great. It's a bit sort of like counter-attack and then sit back. You know, if you're going 1-0 up, 2-0 up, there's chance of scoring. Tuesday night was that. Monday night, sorry, was that. Brentford, you 2-0 up and you're feeling it's coming. So I think you change that. It's a case of careful what you wish for. Because if he goes, someone's coming in, whoever's coming in has got to start from scratch. So they've got to...
Yeah, that's it. We've been there as well, yeah.
What from when he left you boys, like it's not straightforward. He brings that stability to the club.
That's it. What is the split like? Because every club and every fan base has got different different opinions, haven't they? And whatever. And there's always a bit of a split. What is that split generally at the moment in terms of, do you think, in terms of fans wanting him in and fans wanting him out?
At the moment, I think more fans want him out than in. At the moment, but again, every fans at the clubs, the fan base are fickle. You win a game and you're great, you stay in. You win in Europa, stay in. You lose one or two pounds, it's like, I'd say more out than in at the moment.
Yeah, fair enough. And I mean, that's the impression I get, and that's only from obviously listening to phone-ins and talk sports and probably just scanning through Twitter. But it's refreshing actually to talk to a West Ham fan who's got that opinion. I mean, I definitely, with the benefit of hindsight, know what it's like to lose. I'm not just a David Moyes, a manager like David Moyes who brings stability. You know what you're going to get. He kind of gradually keeps the team moving forward. I do also get the frustration when you feel as though you're on the cusp of something and then you just seem to fall back a little bit because he maybe hasn't been ambitious enough with the way he's... Certainly when you play the top teams away from home, this was the case with Moyes, and I know you got a great result at Arsenal early in the season, but generally, when we used to play teams away from home, it was just like, we might as well just pack up and leave because If we go 1-0, it's over.
You know you're not coming back from it. I think that's a big frustration. You do, it's bang on. It's still the same now. You're going away to these places and you're not really having a go. But reality is, if you have a go, what you're gonna lose out of it? Because you're setting up to lose anyway. So you might as well go.
Yeah. So anyway, onto the game of the weekend. What I mean, I'm looking at the table beforehand, because you're in that situation where you're very comfortable in mid-table, no dramas, as you say, of getting dragged into a relegation scrap, but you've still got a bit to go to try and break through and get back amongst the European places, haven't you? What are you hoping for? You know, not just the weekend, but is there still
I'll take eighth right now. Being in knockouts of Europa League, again, it's a great season, West Ham. Like you're not down the bottom, you're not really looking over your shoulders, it's looking above. That's where you should be. And West Ham are a similar club to Everton, got a great fan base. Shouldn't be punching above the levels that we're at. I mean, it might change for you boys when you go to the new stadium. But again, we've gone to the new stadium, it's no one likes it. So again, it's careful what you wish for. I'll take eighth now. And obviously, I see the other day Liverpool winning. Obviously, your boys across the park winning on Sunday. That means Europe goes down to seventh again. So that's probably the aim that you've got to look at and go, right, get into seventh and try and nick Europa Conference again at the very minute.
No, it's a good shout, actually. I mean, you're pretty much there at the moment, aren't you? It's yous and Brighton there. But I think the difference between yous and Brighton, you'd like to think that yous have probably got the hang of balancing Europe with league. Whereas Brighton have struggled with that early in the season. You know, they picked up a little bit in recent weeks, but when they were playing in Europe, they were really struggling to pick up results in the league.
That was the worry when we first went in it, sort of three seasons ago. But we've not really built our squad bigger than when we went in it first sort of time around. So it's just sort of lucky we've not had big injuries or mass amounts of injuries, because the squad's not massive. So it's looking at that, and you're eighth in the league in knockout stages with a sort of medium-sized squad.
Glad you brought that up, because he had this problem at Everton Moyes where he was given money and he maybe didn't spend it as well as he could. Obviously, in your case, you've got a director of football, haven't you, the German guy?
Yeah.
I assume he's making the signings, isn't he? So where does the blame lie there? Because you still haven't really replaced Antonio, have you? You've tried with Skamaka and...
We should have replaced Antonio. That year we got into the semi-finals of the Europa League. In that January, we should have bought a striker then. Because then Antonio, I think, went and got injured that season as well. But we didn't replace him then. And he's still sort of holding on to it now. I know he's moved Bowen inside now. But again, Bowen's still not a striker. I know he scored that trick on Monday night and he's got 17 goals in the Prem, I think it is, this season. But he's still not a striker for me.
Doesn't lead the line, does he?
No, he's not the way that Moyes sort of wants to play. We're caught at the moment. We're not really playing counter-attacking football. We're not really doing much. Sort of our identity is not really there. So you're not really pumping it because you've got Bowen. But at the same time, we're not counter when we had Antonio. So a striker is what we're missing. But West Ham's record of buying strikers is mental. I think if you go through the list, there's 30-plus strikers and there's probably about 12 goals between them.
Even like the likes of like Sebastian Haller, didn't he? He come in and obviously he's left and done well since he left.
He goes off and scores goals. I'll say that he must have had his card marked on Skamaka, because I see Atlanta, what they want him out now as well.
Oh, is he there? Yeah.
So some of them get right, some are just, Haller would have liked to kept hold of, because he was looking like he had a bit of batting. But if you're not running hard, again, it's probably not even Moyes himself. If you're not running hard for West Ham, the fans are going to be on you.
Yeah, it's a good point. We're the same,
He's not a striker that's going to be running in behind and working hard. He needs ball to feet or in the air. So the moment you're not working hard, especially over West Ham, it's like similar to Everton, you're getting it.
Yeah, that's it. And that's where I've got a bit of sympathy for Moyes as well. Because you look at the players that have been brought in, and some top players, by the way, but even like the likes of Benrahma, they're not Moyes signings. And you're thinking, where good player that he is. Where's he going to fit in? Where's he going to play? What's the point?
That's what's done.
I feel like he's been hung out to dry a little bit with some of the signings.
Massively. I don't know. I think it's a bit of a split who does the signings, whether it's the director of football and Moyes. I think there's a bit of both going on there. But like I said, some of the signings coming in are definitely not Moyes players. And Benrahma, when he was at Brentford playing in the 10, sort of a free role, he was unreal. Listen, at times he was class. But this season, he's not going to look in, and he's obviously shipped out on loan to Lyon. He's obviously going to go permanent, but he could be a special player on the day. But because he's not going to run hard and work back and do that, that side of it, Moyes, I don't think, wants him. So you've got to be
a special player. Yeah, that's it. And you've got him, but you've also got, you know, Paquetá, and you can't play both of them in the 10, can you? Nah. And Paquetá's a special player.
Ah, he's unreal. He's unreal. Probably one of the best West Ham players we've had. And I think he's got more in him as well. So when he came, he started slowly and everyone's like, this player's sort of saying, but then he's picked up and you see it when he got injured. I think Monday night was the first Prem game we won or first game we won in 2024. It's no coincidence he's back in the side and he didn't play amazingly, but he just makes things tick. He makes things happen.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So on that note, obviously looking towards the weekend, you've got Paquetá back, as you just said. Jared Bowen's just got a hat-trick on Monday. It was certainly seemed to me like it's a result that have lifted the spirits. I think going into the game, there was, you know, I was almost sitting watching it cringing, thinking, are these going to boo Moyes the whole night? Is it going to be Moyes out? But, you know, when you get a goal that early, and, you know, it's you get the fans behind you. And that's it, isn't it? Like you say, fans are fickle. You scored really early and the place was bouncing then.
Proper. But still, the thing is, well, with the ground, it's still not Upton Park. As much as you've got 60,000 fans in there, you're never going to replicate what we had at Upton Park, because it's similar to Goodison Park. As you know, it's closer to the pitch. It's tight. Teams don't want to go there. The same with the weekend. Yeah. West Ham are going to know that the boys have played at Everton before. We're starting a team. They're going to know it's going to be a game simply because the fans are going to be on them from the off.
Yeah. So what are you expecting at the weekend then? In terms of changes, personnel, is it going to be as it was Monday?
I think so. For me, though, Zouma looks like he's done. I don't think you can play him anymore. His knees are both like double the size they should be. He looks like struggling to get around the pitch. Still, obviously, he's doing bits in the Prem, but...
Yeah.
But maybe, change him. Obviously, Calvert-Lewin, I see a stat the other day, and it's going to happen. He ain't scored since he played against us last time. So... he's bound to score Saturday.
You know what, mate? Honestly, I've not seen a striker in a long time who just looks like he's about to burst because he's just desperate for a goal. And he's actually not playing that badly. And usually a bit like us, whenever a player comes along who hasn't scored for 10, 15 games.
No, it's coming. I might put a bet on it. Yeah, I wouldn't change too much. I don't think you can. For me, if I'm a gaff, I'm not changing a winning team too much unless it's sort of an injury or a big sort of tactical switch. But we don't really do well up at Goodison Park. It's always a struggle up there. I think we won one a couple of times in the last sort of 10 years there. Games before round, you just sort of write off because it was always a tough place.
So are you thinking this weekend then that it's Not obviously, you've got no chance. Of course, you'd have. I think it'd be a close game.
If you went, you can have a draw. Take it now, because I think Goodison Park is tough, and we always seem to struggle up there. So I'll take a draw. A win would be buzzing, but I don't see it. Not with the way we've been. Obviously, our form's not been great. I know we won Monday, but it weren't really an emphatic win again because it was 4-2, and we looked vulnerable even at 4-2. Didn't feel the game was safe with 10 minutes to go, and you've got a 2-goal cushion. So going away from home is going to be a bit of a tough one as well.
I think that gives me a bit more encouragement, to be honest, because, you know, typically playing a David Moyes side, you're going to expect they're going to be tough, they're going to be stubborn. I don't know if it's like, you know, Declan Rice coming out of there this season and losing that real holder who just keeps things together and leads the back. But you do look like you're missing a leader, you know, like someone who's just kind of go, right, this is it now, we're keeping it at 3-0 or, you know,
I don't think Zouma was the right appointment for the captain's armband. We are missing Rice. In terms of the players we brought in, we're not. Because obviously, Kudos, obviously, Paqueta's come back in form. And obviously, Alvarez, who plays centre mid, he's quite tidy. I think he actually gets a little bit of stick and goes unnoticed for what he actually does. Because obviously, those fans who are giving it to him are the fans who want to see stepovers. I don't appreciate what he does in the middle of the park sort of thing. But we are definitely missing a leader. I think it would have been a bit of a situation to give us Ward-Prowse, but he's obviously just been captain for Southampton for how many years? English player, centre midfielder, he'd have been the one I'd give it to. I know he's captained us on a couple of times this season, but for me, Zouma's a bit of I wouldn't say bad choice, but it's an interesting one.
He doesn't. He's not vocal, Zouma. No, I know. I know you don't always pick your captain for being vocal, but Remember at Everton? At Everton, it does help. At Everton, he generally would only play well when he was playing alongside someone like a Jagielka, who was doing all the talking for him. So it is a bit of a strange choice that to have him as your captain.
But then you've got, obviously, your Mavropanos, that's how you pronounce it, a Greek lad. He's just come back in the team. Again, he's not English. He's not his first language. So like in that league there, like you're saying about Jagielka, you want him to be next to someone like that. So if you've got the armband yourself and you've got to concentrate on that, it's going to take away from the game. And obviously, how much is he concentrating on getting both his knees through the game? Like, for me, it's got to be a worry on his mind. He's at top level with no knees. Are you going to worry about giving instructions to anyone else when you're just worried about getting to the halfway line and back?
I didn't realise he was that crocked. I've seen him come off a few times, but
have a look at the photos. You see his knees on these photos, and they are. I hope they're fine, but they don't look
Ledley fine. Ledley King knees.
I have read that it's something similar, like the old degenerative sort of knee disease.
How true is,
you don't know. But
yeah, fair enough. Okay, Carl, well, I'm gonna put you on the spot then and ask you for the position.
2-2.
2-2? Wow.
Yeah, 2-2. Calvert-Lewin is definitely scoring for you boys.
Yeah, you know what, I do fancy, and obviously the big factor this week has been that we've got 3-4 points back, which, look, I don't think it was enough, but you know, we've got 4 points back, we've pulled away from the relegation zone a little bit. There'll definitely be more of a feel-good factor, I think, at Goodison, because first bit of good news we've had in a while.
Yeah, it's good. It's just, obviously, you've been playing with 10 points over, but it's interesting, obviously, the teams, I know Luton, they've been playing as if the table never changed.
Yeah,
so now a lot of teams are like your Burnleys, Sheffields, they're pretty much down
when they're gone.
But I think a draw for where we both are. Obviously, you're elated that we've got goals in us, but then we've got goals against us. So I think a draw, that's what I fancy.
Yeah, my head's probably saying a draw, to be fair, but my heart's thinking, you know, as I say, we've had a good record against you in the past.
Without a doubt, is due a goal.
And I think a bit of momentum behind us of getting those points back, I think the players might have a bit of a spring in the step. But yeah, I'm going to go 2-1 for that reason.
It'll be close, I think, either way.
Yeah.
100%. You watch now, it'll be like 5-0 to one of us now. Monday.
Exactly. Ward-Prowse is another party. He always gets something against those Ward-Prowse. He scores a great free kick.
He hasn't scored a free kick for us this season yet. So that might be.
Hasn't he not? Yeah. Free kick for Ward-Prowse then and a goal for Calvert-Lewin.
Yeah. 1-0 now.
Yeah, definitely. But listen, Callum, thanks for your time, mate. Really appreciate it. And this weekend, best of luck for the rest of the season.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers.
Take care, mate. Cheers.
See you later.